Welcome to MASH Forever. My name is Carrie, and I'm hosting this podcast to pay tribute to my favorite TV show of over 40 years. And I'm finally back. I think my last episode was at the end of April. A lot happened in May and June, and I think I'm ready to start doing this more regularly. My almost 17-year-old dog, I had to put him to sleep in June, so I'm still getting over that and working my way through it. And I thought, I am on the Central Coast here in California, and my friend, Dr. Rebecca Pittenger, has joined me for a previous podcast, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do a recording today? So say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. we are ready to go. We got Lulu the cat here, too.
Yeah.
She may chime in at some point.
Yes, we got Lulu, and then Lucy is somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so we've got the animal patrol here with us today. So I thought it would be good to start off with some announcements, and then we'll dive right into today's topic. So the first announcement was I saw last week or the week before on Facebook, on the MASH Matters podcast Facebook page, that we've got Jeff Maxwell, Loretta Swit, and Jamie Farr appearing November 1st through the 3rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Wisconsin Comic Convention. You have to do yourself a favor. If you're anywhere near Wisconsin, you got to go meet them. Very, very cool experience. We have spoken before about meeting them all in Burbank, California, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was fun. It was really awesome to meet them and just kind of see what they're like in real life. Really, all three of them are super great people.
Yeah, so that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And then there was another announcement to just today, I believe it was today, on Patreon. If anyone follows MASH Matters, they are going to be taking a little bit of a break. There was an announcement. Ryan's dealing with some non-threatening health issues. So I'm hoping if Ryan is listening to this, I want to wish you well on your journey. Get healthy and can't wait for the podcast to come back. So they said they might be on like a hiatus. Is that how you say the word?
Yeah, hiatus. Yeah.
For a month or two. So I'm going to miss them. I listen all the time. And yeah, I hope all is good. So Brian, if you're listening to this, Becky and I are both thinking about you at this time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Because we got to meet Ryan in September of 2022 when we went to Malibu Creek State Park for the 50th anniversary celebration there. And then we met him the year before on a Zoom call. So we've kind of met him twice.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, three times, I guess. Yeah, because there's a convention too. So
So again, we wish you all the best and hope all is well, and can't wait for MASH Matters to come back and to be able to be listened to again. So on that note, we're going to start our podcast today. So what I thought might be fun is when I came out to California this summer at the end of May, and I've been out here. I'm flying back to New England later next week, August 2nd. And the very beginning of my trip, I stayed with some friends just south of San Francisco. And my friend's husband started to play snippets of episodes for me. And he said, okay, name them.
Oh.
And so I did. So he would play anywhere from a minute or two. Some of the episodes I was able to get in the first 10 or 15 seconds. There was one episode that was really driving me nuts, and I got it in the first minute or two. But I was disappointed, and he said, you're not competing against anyone. And I was like, well, I'm sort of competing with my younger self, because my 15-year-old self certainly had all the episodes, all the titles, everything. So I thought this would be a variation of that. So what I decided to have Becky do today is read me a bunch of MASH trivia questions. And I asked Becky to not give me the multiple choice answers, because that's kind of cheating in a way, to not give me the multiple choice answers, and we'll see how we do. And for those of you listening to the podcast, I'd be curious to hear, how you scored, and did you know all the answers, and what were the harder questions, and all that fun stuff. And I can be found on Instagram at mash.forever. So I've been running that Instagram account now for a couple of years. I need to get back to it a little more religiously, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I've been lapsing. Things have not been the same since June for me. So I'm trying to just get through the weeks and the days and everything. And So, okay, we're going to get started. So Becky has 269 MASH trivia questions at her disposal. So let's get us started.
All right, let's do it. Okay, I'm pushing the button and it's loading. Okay, here's the first question. What is the name of the bar outside of the camp?
Rosie's.
Yes, I mean, I think so. Let me see.
Isn't it Rosie's?
Oh, yeah, no, I think it is. It's just, it has this little thing.
Oh, okay.
This little arrow that goes like.
Oh, okay.
We have 45 seconds left.
Oh, 45. We just punched in MASH trivia questions, so we'll fill in the time. So 45 seconds.
Yeah.
It's got to be Rosie's, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's the other answers are kind of funny. You're correct.
I am correct.
Yeah. Oh, you know, okay. I see. I can push. Okay.
Oh,
never mind. I'm getting the hang of this. Okay. Let's go. Okay, I'll tap for the next question.
Here we go.
And yeah, no, one of the multiple choice answers was smashed.
Smashed. Yeah, that's it. I want to change my answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This has to be multiple choice.
How do you know?
It says, and as time goes by, Hawkeye and Margaret bury a time capsule. What is put into it? And so it has some of these.
So list it out.
One of Klinger's dresses, Radar's teddy bear, and boxing gloves.
Weren't all three of those in there?
Yeah, or all of these. Sorry. And you were correct. Oh my god. I am not. I didn't sleep well last night.
You did not sleep well last night.
at some point, I will get the hang of this. I'm the quiz master. Okay.
Here we go.
Here's the next one. What did he say when he slept in some of Sophie's manure in his office?
Son, to me, that's like a tiptoe through the tulips.
Yes, that is correct. It's, let me tap on it and to make sure. The other ones were like, oh my God, and clean up this mess. Yeah, he says, son, to me, that's a tiptoe through the tulips. So, okay. Next question. Margaret spent the first 4 seasons of the show MASH in an awkward relationship with Frank Burns. By the 5th season, she had met a new man that she would eventually marry. What is the name of Margaret's eventual husband?
Colonel Donald Penobscot.
That is correct.
Named after, I read this, and I should know this, Penobscot River in Maine, where I went to high school. I believe my hometown high school was on the Penobscot River, because it's right there as you cross, I think it's Wiscasset to, on your way to Boothbay Harbor.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They had a bunch of funny names. Okay. What nickname did Frank have when he attended school that was reprised in the 4077th?
Ferret face.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right. The rest were elephant ears, buffalo butt, and needle nose.
Oh, needle nose. Could be needle nose.
Well, let's see.
Ferret face.
No, ferret face was correct.
Okay.
So, I thought buffalo butt was kind of funny. Okay, in the episode Soldier of the Month, what did Frank leave to Margaret in his will?
All his clothes.
All right, let's see. Let us see. And that is correct. The rest were his money and his car, I think. All right, next question. Hawkeye and Trapper recorded me saying goodbye to my mistress without our knowledge and played the message over the PA system.
What's the question?
Who am I, I guess?
Who am I? Say it one more time.
Hawkeye and Trapper recorded me saying goodbye to my mistress without our knowledge and played the message over the PA system.
Wouldn't that be Frank?
Let's take a look. Correct. Frank Burns.
Because then they were asking for transfers.
Okay, gotcha.
I think
gotcha.
That's the episode where they played that recording, and then Frank and Margaret wanted to leave.
Wanted to have transfers.
I'm pretty sure.
That rings a bell. Okay. Yeah. Frank had asked for a transfer. Oh yeah, it elaborates. Frank had asked for a transfer and was saying goodbye to Margaret when she heard their farewells being broadcast.
Yes.
She asked for a transfer too. All right, here we go. Next question. Not every character on MASH got along. One of the surgeons played by Larry Linville seemed to rub everyone the wrong way. Which surgeon was it? That's a tough one.
Gee, I don't know. Frank Burns.
Yeah, the other choices are Radar, Potter, and Houlihan.
Yeah.
But that's correct. Frank Burns, played by Larry Linville, was career army. He liked everything by the book and true military fashion. He did not like Hawkeye and Trapper's later BJ's laid-back attitudes about army life. Frank was a married man, but he was hooking up with Margaret Houlihan, etc. Okay. Who played the new surgeon sent in to replace Frank Burns?
David Ogden Stiers.
That is correct. The other, yeah. Loretta Swit. The new surgeon was Charles Emerson Winchester III, played by David Ogden Stiers. Okay, next question. The smell of music. BJ, let's hit the showers before we hit him, Winchester. Hear, hear, it's about time the two of you blank. BJ, oh, do we offend you? Winchester, constantly. So... yeah, Winchester says, bathed. Here, it's about the two of you...
bathed? But I think it's more... is it bathed?
That is correct. Yeah. Yeah, he finds... Hawkeye, he finds your offensiveness offensive. Winchester, your odor is taking the curl out of my horn. BJ, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Hawkeye, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, are you thinking of stinking? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, next question. Oh, okay. We got 100%, but the time ran down in some of them because...
That's okay.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, okay, fun.
Keep going.
All right, let's refresh this. I'm done. Okay, we'll go back.
See if there's harder ones. See if there's like a category with harder ones.
Let's see, an easy, more MASH trivia. Do you know MASH multiple choice? MASH music, MASH queries? MASH on my mind.
Just choose one.
The ultimate MASH trivia quiz.
Oh, there you go.
Let's
ultimate.
Try this one. This looks challenging, everyone.
Let's try the ultimate.
Okay, what was Major Houlihan's father's nickname?
His first name wasn't it Alvin? But I don't know. Yikes. You might have gotten me on this one.
I can read it. I can
read the choices.
Okay, the choices are The Wonder, Cannonball, God, and Howitzer.
Howitzer.
Yeah, I think that's the right one. Let's take a look. It doesn't give us the answers to the end. We'll have to wait till the end. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Howitzer.
I think so. All right, question number two. What was Harry Morgan's first season as a regular character? So which
season? Four.
Okay, well, I will mark that off.
Yep.
It's one of the choices.
Yep.
What game did Houlihan get the winning score in against the Marines?
Bowling.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Okay, what color did the people in camp dye everything to please Hawkeye?
Red.
That's what, yeah. Which character did not want to, at first, write to the children from letters?
Winchester.
Yeah, let's put that down. Okay, which of Radar's pets was operated on to help Margaret?
Fluffy.
Yeah. Is it, it wants the species, like the type of species.
Wasn't it a guinea pig?
I will put, I will
hamster guinea pig?
Yeah.
Guinea pig?
All right. Yeah, the choices were dog, guinea pig, rabbit, and turtle.
Guinea pig,
I know
for
it wasn't
sure.
Turtle. I know that. All right.
Was it a turtle? That's good.
Turtle. An nice turtle. Which character tried to beat the most hoops in a row record?
Colonel Potter.
Okay, cool. And which character made a defibrillator? Defibrillator.
It was either Winchester or Hawkeye.
Yeah, give those me are two of the choices.
Two of the choices.
Yeah.
I want to say, shoot, Charles?
Okay, we'll mark that off.
That's going to be wrong. I have a feeling that's going to be wrong, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, we'll go with it. Which character was not married at any point during the course of the series?
Hawkeye.
Yeah, let's get that down. Which character was missing for the night when the bus broke down in the middle of nowhere?
Radar.
Okay, got that. Okay. What the heck?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's just like, it's like no, like it wants me to select a user ID and a password.
Oh, God.
That to submit my, I wonder if I can do it without that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if you can
do it. Oh, yeah, it did.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, so Howitzer was correct.
Yep.
Fourth was correct, as in which season was Harry Morgan's. Houlihan's winning score, bowling, that is correct. Correct for color of the die. Charles is correct in children from letters.
Yep.
Okay, that it was actually a rabbit that was operated on.
Oh my God!
Yeah, instead of a guinea pig. Yeah,
bummer.
That's okay.
Bummer.
Got Potter correct on hoops. Okay. It was actually BJ that made a defibrillator. I would not have known. Hawkeye was not married. That is correct. Radar was missing from the bus. So we got 8 out of 10 on that one. So that was a challenging one.
That was a challenge. I forgot Fluffy. Is it Fluffy, though?
Fluffy. I do believe it was Fluffy. But
not a guinea pig.
I do kind of remember the rabbit. Being a bunny rabbit.
Oh, so right. Because the ovaries have to come out of a rabbit or something. Got it.
All right. So let's try more MASH trivia and see what this gives us.
Okay.
All right.
Ah.
Hawkeye operated on a colonel for appendicitis to stop him from taking huge chances with his men. Title of the show is Preventative Medicine.
Yes.
What was his name?
Colonel Lacey.
Okay. That is one of the choices. When Radar had his tonsils out, he asked for ice cream. What flavor did he want?
Strawberry.
Yep, that's one of the choices. What did Hawkeye and BJ trade to get that ice cream?
Their bathtub?
Yeah, that's how I remember it too. In order to get rid of the star bowler for the Marines in Suns and Bowlers, what did the doctors give him?
Some sort of medication that turned his urine blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's the choices are arsenic, methylene blue, ethyl yellow, and garlic.
The second one.
So, yeah.
Something blue.
Yeah, it wouldn't be arsenic. Cause that
right.
Would
killed him.
I don't think they were that unethical.
Right.
what did the doctors promise the Marine that the substance given to the star bowler would do?
Say it again.
What did the doctors promise the Marine that the star... let me try this again. Sorry for the curse word. what did the doctors promise the Marine that the substance given to the star bowler would do?
Turn his urine blue.
The choices are...
Oh.
Make him stronger, give him more energy, make him smarter, and make his arms longer.
Give him more energy?
That's what I would have guessed. What was Colonel Potter's horse named?
Oh, God. Sophie?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got Mildred, Margaret, and Horsey.
That's Horsey.
Horsey. Yay, Horsey. Horsey. Anyway, what was the name of the place that Hawkeye said had the best ribs in the world?
Adam's Ribs.
Yep, that's there. The other choices were Joe's Taco and Rib Hut, Paco's and Mike's Meat and Potatoes. I like the other choices. They're funny to read. Which of the following did Klinger not do in order to get out of the army? What did he not do? So, yeah, I'll read you the different choices.
Yep.
Dress like a woman, wear a hot suit to sweat himself out, lose his hearing, in quotes, and act like he was a dog.
What did he not do?
Yeah, which one of these did he not do? Yeah. Okay, I will mark that off. Which character did General Korshak want to take away from the 4077 in order to become his personal physician?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was right. Okay, what did Frank do when Margaret got married?
Went crazy and went to find her?
Yeah, so it says went crazy in Seoul. The other choices were killed Donald, tricked Margaret into thinking the marriage was fake, tried taking over the 4077.
No.
Yeah, I killed Donald. That would have been just very, very dark.
Yes.
And so we are looking at the answers. We got correct on Colonel Lacey. Strawberry was correct. Bathtub was correct. Methylene blue was correct. Give him more energy was correct. Sophie was correct. Adam's ribs was correct. Act like a dog was correct. Okay, that was interesting. It says, yes, Klinger did really lose his hearing, but at the very end of the show, Potter tells him that it would be the perfect way to get out of the army.
Yes.
Klinger then fakes losing his hearing again. Yes. Trying to get out. Yeah. Let's see. Korshak, that was Hawkeye. That's correct. Went crazy in Seoul. You got a perfect score.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Perfect score.
Here we go.
All right. Let's get back to the page. Okay. What is this thing doing? Okay. Here we go. All right. Let's scroll down and say, mash on my mind. Let's see what this is.
Yeah. Let's do it.
How did Hawkeye get his nickname?
Character in The Last of the Mohicans?
Yeah, that's one of the answers. He loved to eye the ladies.
that too. But
that was the truth. All right. What does MASH stand for?
Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
All right. That is one of the answers. And how many times was Klinger married during the show?
Twice.
Okay, I will put that down. Okay, on to Colonel Potter. We all remember his horse. What was the horse's name?
Sophie.
Yeah,
even though it was a male and female, depending on which horse they used.
That's what the other answers were Mildred, Sonia, and Francis. All right. We will look at some of the lesser known characters on MASH.
Mm.
Who below was never at least a semi-regular character on the series? And so the choices are Private Igor Straminsky, Captain Spearchucker Jones, Major Benson Payne, and Captain Ugly John Black.
So what was the question?
Now we will look at some of the lesser-known characters on MASH. Who below was never at least a semi-regular character on the series?
Did you say a Benson something or another?
What?
One of the answers, like Benson something or another?
There was Benson Payne.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Okay, put that down. Which is the theme song from MASH?
Suicide is Painless.
Okay, there we go. Don't Try Suicide. That's a Queen song.
That's a Queen song.
Suicide Solution. Goodbye, crew. Cruel world. All right. As for Dr. BJ Honeycutt, what did he tell Hawkeye that BJ was short for?
B for his mother and J for his father. BJ.
Yeah, that's one of the answers. Another one was Benito Juarez. Bartholomew, no. Jojo, and Belvedere Jehoshaphat. They're gonna, obviously. Whose wife played Nurse Abel?
Mike Farrell.
Okay, got that. And several characters were promoted during the run of the show. Frank Burns was promoted after he was sent home. Whose promotions were shown?
Father Mulcahy's. His was obviously shown. Mm-hmm. Klinger's happened, but I don't think it was shown.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't done in front of everybody.
Yeah, I remember him being promoted, yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Is that multiple choice?
The choices are Margaret and Charles, mm-mm, Potter and Hawkeye, mm-mm, Klinger and Father Mulcahy, yeah, and Trapper John and Klinger.
Klinger and Father Mulcahy.
Yeah. Looks good. What vegetable was grown by the staff and promptly messed up by the cook in one episode?
Corn.
Yeah, I remember that one well. All right, let's take a look. Submit my answers. We are, Last of the Mohicans is correct. Mobile Army Surgical Hospital is correct. How many times Klinger was married is 2. That is correct. Okay, Colonel Potter. Yep, the horse's name was Sophie. Major Benson Payne was correct. Major Payne was played by Damon Wayans in the movie. Okay, of the same name. That's funny. What is the theme song? Suicide is Painless is correct. And your answer is his parents' name, B and J, are correct. Whose wife is Mike Farrell's is correct. Klinger and Father Mulcahy is correct. And Korn is correct. A perfect score.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. We are doing good. We are on fire.
Let us keep on rolling.
Okay, let's see. Na, 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 na. I'm just going to see what we have here. Let's see. Okay. Let's take a look at this one. If it goes there. I have been watching. What the heck? Okay, let me scroll up.
Working through some technical difficulties here.
Oh, this one looks tough, too.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
This is a tough one.
All right. All the opening of the very first, at the opening of the very first episode called, oddly enough, the pilot episode, which song is the first you hear while Trapper and
Hawkeye play golf? I don't know the name. Okay.
Yeah. Henry operates a champagne cork, yes. Hot Lips and Frank play Tootsie, and Radar tosses a football with Steel Chucker. And I can
give me the choices. Oh, God.
In My Blue Heaven, Making Whoopee, Suicide is Painless, and Battle Hymn of the Republican.
Oh, God. Do it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me think here.
I think I know what it is, but yeah.
God, read the choices again.
So the choices are My Blue Heaven, Making Whoopee, Suicide is Painless, and Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Oh, God. My Blue Heaven.
Yeah, that's my guess. Yeah. So that's, we'll see if we're both right. All right.
Oh, my God.
The theme song of the television show and movie is called Suicide is Painless. A couple versions of the song are recorded for the show,
yes,
over the years, including, mm-hmm, one prominent violin music and another with prominent violin music and another with prominent horns.
Yes.
Who wrote the music for this marvelous ditty, which is originally heard in the film version of MASH?
Johnny Mandel.
That's one of the options. So, all right. Very good. True or false? The lyrics for the MASH theme song, Suicide is Painless, are never heard on the television show.
They're definitely heard in the movie.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think so. No. Yeah. They're not.
Yeah. Okay, they're never heard on the show, so that's true. Okay. In season 3, several episodes include songs written by skilled musician Loudon Wainwright III,
yep,
including 2 for the MASH nurses and a couple for General MacArthur.
Yep.
What is the name of Wainwright's character in the show?
I have no idea. But if you read me the list, I'll know.
I'll read you the list. It's,
oh, my God.
Captain Casey... Captain Spaulding.
Spaulding.
Okay. The other two are Donovan and Maxwell.
No.
Okay. which of these third season episodes did Loudon Wainwright III not compose at least one tune?
Say it one more time.
In which of these third season episodes did Loudon Wainwright, tongue twister, third, not compose at least one tune? And I can read
you read me the list. Yeah,
this is too hard without it. Rainbow Bridge, Iron Guts Kelly, The Big Mac, and There Is Nothing Like a Nurse.
So those two are out at the bottom, the last two you just read. Yeah. He did compose for those two. But Iron Guts Kelly and...
Rainbow Bridge.
Mm-hmm. That he didn't write.
That he did not write. He did not write at least one tune.
Wait.
Yeah, so he did not write...
He did write for the last two. So yeah. There's Nothing Like a Nurse and General, you know, Big Mac.
Right.
So that implies he wrote something for the other two. Possibly.
Right. Like he wrote something for three out of these four episodes. So there's a fourth one.
He did not write
a song. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Got it. I'm gonna say he didn't write a song for Iron Guts Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll mark it off.
Ooh.
All right. This is a tough one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Season three was really heavy on the memorable music moments. Memorable music. If you recall the episode The General Flipped at Dawn,
yep,
featuring a guest appearance by Harry Morgan as General Bartford Hamilton Steele, a musical number was performed. This came near the end of the episode when General Steele sang which of these tunes? And
Mississippi Mud.
Okay, cool. It's one of the options. So here. All right. We're doing good. All right. Next one. In yet another third season episode called Aid Station, Hawkeye is sent to an aid station, go figure, with Hot Lips and the Unlucky Clinger. After toiling there under extreme duress, they are able to return to the 4077th unharmed. Which song do the three of them sing in the Jeep on their way back to the unit?
Oh my God, my friends. I was in a car recently in just south of San Francisco, and my friends were actually singing the song. And I was like, I know this because it was on MASH.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get... Oh man, I can see them singing it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail as the caissons go rolling along. Hi, hi, he...
You actually said the title.
I said
in within that phrase. Is that a case of go rolling along? So,
oh my God, too funny.
Yeah, the others were Dixie, Hail to the Chief, and Over There. All right, here's a big long question. The fourth year of this series marked a transition period for the show MASH. During the second show of the fourth season, called Change of Command, Hawkeye and BJ are confronted with their new commander, the apparently by-the-book regular Army officer, Colonel Potter. After some initial tension, however, the two swamp mates are delighted to discover that not only is Potter a capable surgeon, but a man of sympathy and compassion. Potter joins Hawkeye and BJ for a night camp in the swamp. After a long session in the OR, they drink, talk, and sing the night away with much revelry. Which of these gentle melodies do they perform near the end of this episode?
You have to name them.
Yeah, Molly Malone,
mm-mm,
Blue Moon of Kentucky, Long, Long Trail.
Long, Long Trail.
Okay, and then the other was Home on the Range.
Uh-uh.
All right, cool. Next question. One of the most popular and memorable episodes of the entire season comes in the fifth season, called Movie Tonight. Music plays a large role in the entertainment during this episode. Perhaps the most entertaining and original MASH song is performed during this episode. Who sings the first verse of the Army song, G-Ma, I Want to Go Home?
Father Mulcahy.
Performed almost entirely by the series regulars. Okay, yeah, that's one of the choices. The other choices were BJ and Hawkeye, Margaret and Radar. Okay.
No.
All right. A collection of nurses sing the fourth verse in the Army song from the episode Movie Tonight. In their verse, the nurses prefer which over the surgeons? They prefer which of these, over the surgeons?
Give me the list.
Orderlies, requisition officers, company clerks, and chopper pilots.
I can see them singing it.
Oh yeah, I know. I remember them singing it.
I'd say the list again.
Orderlies, requisition officers, company clerks, and chopper pilots.
I'm going to say chopper pilots.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too. Okay, continuing with the episode Movie Tonight and Army Song, which of these characters performs their verse last?
Frank? Frank's the absolute last, but he is not part of the main song, though.
Right.
Is he on the list?
He's on the list. Mm. Yeah.
Who else is on the list?
Klinger, Potter, Radar, and Frank. Yeah.
I mean, Frank stood up after the song was over.
Yeah, it's like a trick question.
Kind of like maybe Klinger?
Okay, I can.
It was Klinger or Frank for different reasons.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
If we want it to be at the end of the actual song, then I would guess Klinger. If it's going to be the very last verse sung after,
right,
then it would be Frank.
Right. Which of these characters performs their verse last? Yeah.
It would be, I'm going to say Frank.
Okay, let's go with that. All right. Next question. There are several other tunes performed during the episode of Movie Tonight. Which of these is not one of them? So I'll have to read it to you, obviously. Say Magnifique, Tennessee Waltz, Clementine, and Keep the Home Fires Burning.
Keep the Home Fires Burning.
All right. In the episode, Dear Uncle Abdul, Father Mulcahy is convinced that the Korean War needs its own song. After a first attempt that is somewhat a failure, though I always enjoy hearing it, he comes up with a more somber tune. Which of these is not mentioned in Mulcahy's second Korean War song? And the options are Christian Soldiers, Over There, Praise the Lord, and Glory Hallelujah. Which of these is not mentioned?
Not mentioned in the second version.
In the second version of the song.
That he sings right at the end of the...
The sadder version of the song.
Oh my God, read that list again.
Yeah, Christian Soldiers, Over There, Praise the Lord, and Glory Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord?
All right, I'll mark it off.
I don't know.
I know he said Glory Hallelujah.
That's what I thought, yeah.
That's the one that I knew was not it, but yeah. All right, next question. In the year 8 episode, Morale Victory, while the rest of the camp indulges itself in crabs acquired by the crafty Klinger, Major Winchester helps a young patient deal with his new handicap. Winchester's patient has partially lost the use of his right hand. The problem? The patient is a concert pianist. Charles solves this by acquiring a piece of music composed for the left hand only, written by which composer?
Oh, God. You go. Give me the list.
Debussy, Ravel, Schoenberg, and Stravinsky.
Are those four choices?
Those are the four choices.
Say it one more time.
Debussy, I'm probably mangling that name. Ravel, Schoenberg and Stravinsky.
Stravinsky.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That one's I'm a little shaky on.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah, this is all music stuff.
Yeah.
In the final 2.5 hour MASH episode, Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen, Charles once again finds an opportunity to hear his favorite music played live, this time by a band of Chinese war prisoners. Charles eventually convinces the Chinese musicians to play music by which of these composers? And I can read them to you.
Read them.
Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, and Handel.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Beethoven?
Okay.
I'll... Oh, man. I bombed this one. Oh, I bombed this.
I'm guessing
It might be Mozart.
Mozart or no. Bach, but I think...
Mozart.
I'm thinking Mozart.
Mozart.
Do you want to switch it over to Mozart?
Let's switch it over to Mozart. Okay, yeah. Oh, God. It not be Mozart.
I know, watch it not be. Okay, submit answers. My Blue Heaven is correct for the first song played. Johnny Mandel is correct for the Suicide is Painless, the marvelous ditty. Okay, let's see. True or false? True. The theme song of Suicide and Painless. Yeah, the lyrics are never heard on the show, so that's true. In season 3, several episodes written, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Captain Spaulding. So that the name of Wainwright's character on the show.
Yep.
Correct on Iron Guts Kelly, the show that he was not on, or they didn't do music on. Mississippi Mud is correct for The General Flipped at Dawn. The music that was playing. Okay, the Kaisons Go Rolling Along is correct. Okay, correct on Long, Long Trail for the
yep.
the drinking and singing. Okay, correct for Father Mulcahy for the...
A movie tonight.
Yeah, the movie night. So, yeah. Okay, a collection of nurses. Yeah, Chopper Pilots is correct. They prefer them. Frank is correct for being the last one to sing.
Oh, boy.
Keep the Home Fires Burning is correct for there are several answers. Which of these not? Okay. Oh, okay. We got one wrong. We answered Praise the Lord for Dear Uncle Abdul.
Uh-huh.
It's actually Christian Soldiers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was a hard one. Okay, we got another one wrong. Stravinsky was actually Ravel. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Mozart was correct, though. So we got 13 out of 15 correct.
Music. Whew.
I know.
That was a tough one.
That was the music one. That was like, whoa. Yeah, that was... That threw me.
Because that was not anything I studied about the show ever.
Exactly. You got
that kind of minute detail about the music, not so much.
Yeah. Now we could do an easy one, or you could do, if you want. You want easier or...
No, harder. Okay. Harder. Let's go harder.
All right, we'll go harder.
If we can. If all not, right. It's okay. Average is okay.
Yeah. I will scroll down. Scroll down. There's a lot of averages. Here's one.
Here we go.
Average one. Who played Father Mulcahy in The Pilot?
George Morgan.
Okay, very good. What is Frank Burns' middle name?
Marion.
Okay. How old is BJ's babysitter back home? Alright, that's one of the guesses.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Who put gasoline in my gasoline? Yeah, Clinger. Okay. Who said, I bet you can't guess what wood is made of? What?
I know. Henry said it.
What wood this is made of. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. What is the tent number of the swamp?
Oh, shoot. There's a number?
I guess so.
I'm going to say, are there guesses?
There's guesses.
I'm going to say 9, but read the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers are 8, 6, 16, and 24.
9's not one of them?
9's not one of them.
Okay, give them to me again.
8, 6, 16, and 24.
Huh.
Yeah.
Six?
I will put six. That down.
I'm no, just... no, no, no. I wasn't saying six. I was just saying oh, okay. six, eight.
Yeah, 8, 16.
16 and 24.
Mm-hmm. 24? All right.
Damned if I know.
I will guess 24. All right. Who sent a Jeep home piece by radar. Piece? Okay. That's right. What is the name of Radar's imaginary childhood girlfriend?
Give me the list, if there is a list.
Shirley, Cheryl, Billy, and Mike.
Shirley or who?
Shirley, Cheryl, Billy, and Mike.
Shirley.
Okay. How many times did Frank flunk medical school?
Give me a list.
Twice, four, three, one.
I was thinking two.
Okay, let's go with that. I was thinking that too. Let's end on an easy one. Finish this quote. Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and...
Slide on the ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Let's, it has a fill-in thing. Okay.
Yeah, oh, you have to actually type it in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. So
you have to... Type it in. Okay, here we go. Submit my answers.
Here we go.
Okay, oh God. The first one is correct. George Morgan playing yep. Father Mulcahy in the pilot. Frank Burns' middle name is indeed Marion. That is correct. 16 is correct
for oh.
the babysitter. So yeah.
Oh, that was a guess.
Cleaner said, "Who put gasoline in my gasoline?" That is correct. Henry said the thing about wood. That is correct. Ooh, we got wrong on the swamp. The correct answer was six.
We're gonna need to see.
Yeah, we'll have to watch
on the front door of it.
The episode.
God.
Who sent a Jeep home piece by piece? That is correct. It was Radar. Shirley is correct for Radar's imaginary friend. How many times did Frank flunk out of medical school? Twice is correct. The end is correct with slide on the ice. Almost perfect.
Almost.
Almost. Ooh. Okay. Very good.
Did you know the number on the swamp? Have we seen a number on the swamp?
I would have guessed six, but I wouldn't have been able to say, oh, it's this, you know.
Yeah,
that would have been just my guess, just kind of, just seemed right, but, okay, let's see here, and let me scroll down and see what we can find, average, that was kind of hard.
Kind of.
Okay, Mashlicious challenge is tough, so.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll do the tough one.
We'll do the tough one. We got through the music one, so.
Yeah, we did. So, all right. First question. When Trapper was discharged unexpectedly, Hawkeye raced to the airport to try to catch him and say goodbye. Unfortunately, he missed him. Exactly how many minutes did Hawkeye miss Trapper by?
10.
Okay. And that is one of the options.
And fun fact about that, and I heard this after the fact, the parking lot at Malibu Creek State Park was where they went to find him. So if you've ever been to that park, they race up and down those dirt roads, which is the main route through the park. And then in the main parking lot, they created that army base.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. They raced to. Yeah. It looked like they drove hundreds of miles that day. But
yeah, exactly.
It was two.
Yeah.
2.5.
Exactly. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Back and forth. 2.5 miles.
Okay. All right. Next question. When and where did Charles graduate college?
Didn't he go to Harvard?
He went to Harvard and it has years as well. So there's choices are Yale 46, Harvard 43, Harvard 46, and Yale 43.
Shit, it was Harvard for sure, but 43 or 46?
Yeah.
Shit, 43. I think 43.
Let's go for 43.
43.
All right. Which of the following never happened to Sophie?
Never. Okay.
And I'll read it to you. Gave birth, got sick, was wounded by gunfire, and was stolen.
What's the first one?
Gave birth.
She did not give birth.
Okay.
would have been a medical miracle since they use a male horse in some of the episodes for Sophie. So that truly would have been.
Yeah.
But seahorses, male seahorses give birth.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
you know,
right,
you never know.
Right. Gotcha.
A male horse, you never know.
And I remember when she got sick, too.
Yeah.
She was, like, laying there. Okay, cool. Next question. Trapper had a sleeveless shirt he loved to wear on the hot days back in the early times on MASH. It was white with blue outlines.
Yes.
What number was in the center? What number was in the center?
Oh, gosh. I can picture the shirt for sure, but give me the numbers.
The numbers are 22, 34, 43, and 32.
I'm going to say it was in the 30s, 32 or 34. You said 32,
34? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God. I'm going to say 34.
Okay. We'll check that off.
Yeah.
How many people, including Hawkeye's... What? Okay, this is one we have to type in. How many people, including Hawkeye, were seen wearing Hawkeye's long underwear in the Long John...
Oh, class? My freaking God.
How many people, including him?
We have to...
Gosh.
Oh.
It's like, cause there's him.
Him? Henry?
Yeah.
Radar?
Mm-hmm.
Margaret? No, Margaret never wore them.
Oh, okay.
Frank?
Yeah.
Trapper, I don't think ever put them on.
Mm-hmm.
Klinger? Klinger wear them?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he did or not.
He might have.
Yeah, he might have.
Father Mulcahy, 6.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to say 6.
Okay. Maybe we'll type that in.
Yeah.
Okay. What did Klinger give up for Lent? I can read if you want.
Yeah.
His high heels, atheism, his devious ways, and gambling.
Atheism.
All right. Very good. Who beat the diabetic Smilin' Jack for the Chopper Pilot of the Year? Or who beat out the diabetic Smilin' Jack Chopper Pilot of the Year? So the options are Dangerous Dan, Courageous Cliff, Heroic Harry, and Lucky Larry.
Dangerous Dan.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. According to Hawkeye, we aren't worth much without love. We aren't worth much without love. In fact, he put it in dollar figures. According to this theory, what is Henry Blake's marriage worth?
A dollar, hold on. A dollar. A dollar 38? Something around along those lines. $1.37, $1.38, $1.39
The options are 86 cents.
No.
$1.78, $1.88, and $1.76.
$1.76.
Okay, got that down. When Father Mulcahy said he's a good Christian yet hardly dull at all, who was he referring to? He's a good Christian yet hardly dull at all. And there's a list of people.
Just read me the list.
Colonel Potter, Hawkeye, Colonel Blake, and BJ.
Who were the options again?
Colonel Potter, Hawkeye, Colonel Blake, and BJ.
Let's say Hawkeye.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, now for a toughie. Okay. One of my favorite quotes. Hawkeye, BJ, and Radar are sitting in the O Club negotiating with a wheeler and dealer. He's trying to convince them to trade a certain bathtub to him. He whips out his trump card, Stag Films. Guaranteed to make a grown man blush, he tells Hawk and Beej. He then looks over at Radar, gives him a heavy glare, and says, "What?" Oh, and so, sorry about that. I thought the guy was saying what. No, the question is saying what. And then there's some options. Burn holes in your specs, probably kill you. Too gushy for your sun gear. You seen a naked lady before, boy?
No, it was... read me the first one.
Okay.
Burn holes in your specs.
One. Yeah.
That one.
Okay, cool. That was funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's see. We got correct on 10 for waiting at the missing trapper by 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We're correct on Harvard 1943.
Uh-huh.
We're correct on gave birth for Sophie. Oh, we got wrong on the sleeveless shirt. It should have been 34 instead of 32.
Oh, man.
And, yeah. How many people were Hawkeye seen wearing the long johns? It says 4.
Oh.
Yeah, only 4 people were seen.
Yep.
What did Klinger give up for Lent? Atheism is correct. Dangerous Dan is correct for the chopper pilot. We got wrong on, according to Hawkeye, how much worth is without love. The answer is $1.76. Our answer was $1.76. The correct answer was $1.78. So we were very close.
I don't get how he did the math, because I thought yeah. it was 69 cents, but maybe it's 79 or 89 cents.
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Or somewhere around there.
Know. Okay, it says we got it wrong on the good Christian, hardly dull. It should have been Colonel Potter instead of
Hawkeye. Oh, man.
The Toughie, one of my favorite quotes. Burn holes in your specs. Oh, it should have been probably kill you. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, that was a challenging one. Ooh, so they did not lie about that.
We did not do well on that one. Okay, let's do one more.
Do we want easy, average, easier?
Surprise
easy?
Me. Don't tell me ahead of time.
Surprise.
Yes, do not tell me ahead of time.
I will surprise you. Okay, let's take a look at this one. Let's see. Unless we already did it. Trying to click on it. Okay. Okay, yeah, we haven't done this yet.
Okay.
Which of these characters was not a major? Margaret Houlihan, Hawkeye Pierce, Frank Burns, and Charles Emerson Winchester.
Hawkeye.
Yeah. Which rank did staff nurse... Okay. Which rank did staff nurses Abel, Baker, and Kelly hold?
Lieutenant.
Yeah, that's one of the choices. Which rank did Klinger have? Okay, so this is a little weird, you know, so I'll just read it to you. Both of these, and then below it was corporal, sergeant, and then neither of these. So both of these, corporal, sergeant, and neither of these.
Both.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, what? Which of these characters had the lowest rank? Radar, Igor, Rizzo, and Zale. The lowest rank.
Give me the list.
Which of these characters had the lowest rank? Radar, Igor, Rizzo, and Zale.
I'm going to say Radar.
Okay, yeah, go with that. Which of these characters had the highest rank? Henry Blake, Sherman Potter, Charles Winchester, and Sidney Friedman.
Oh my God.
The highest rank.
Shoot, I always thought Colonel Potter and Colonel Blake at the same rank. Oh boy.
Yeah, well, I think Henry Blake was Lieutenant Colonel.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, he was a higher rank is what I'm thinking, right?
Oh, I thought...
No.
I thought regular Colonel was higher than Lieutenant. I thought, but I could be steering you wrong.
Oh, no. Because Major Sidney Friedman.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to come down to Colonel Potter or Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake? Oh,
yeah,
God.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is what we use Google for.
Yeah, that's what we use Google for.
Oh, my God.
This one is a higher rank. Yeah.
Well, I would think if you had extra words, it would be a higher rank.
You'd
right?
Think, yeah. You'd think maybe. I wonder. I don't know if, like, Lieutenant Colonel is, like, a lower... Because Lieutenant's a lower rank than a Colonel, so is it, like... But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say, it was who's the highest?
Yeah, who's the highest? God. Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense that it would be Colonel Potter since he's regular Army and he's been in there forever. Oh, right. God, this is really hard. Yeah. This favors people that understand the military and how they rank people.
You got it. Because
I
it.
Don't have the foggiest.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is thrown on a dartboard. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I'm going to go with... I was going to say Henry first.
Okay.
I'm going to just stick with that answer.
All right. Sounds good. What rank did Trapper John McIntyre hold? Private, sergeant, captain, or corporal?
Captain.
Yeah. Yeah, because he'd have to be. You know, if he was a surgeon, he couldn't be an enlisted.
Right, right.
Yeah. Which of these characters was never promoted? Klinger, Hawkeye, Father Mulcahy, and Frank?
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Which makes absolutely no sense, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense from a common sense standpoint.
Yeah.
Margaret's husband, Donald Penobscot, was a general. True or false?
False.
Yes, I think so. Which character always insisted on being saluted because of his higher rank than the other officers?
Frank.
Yes, he is there in the list of things. And was Margaret regular Army?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought too. Okay, submit my answers. All right, we got Hawkeye Pierce. That is correct. He was not a major. Lieutenant is correct for the nurses. Klinger had both of the ranks. We were wrong about Radar. It was actually Igor.
Private. Oh my God.
He was a lowly private, and Rizzo and Zale were sergeants. Yeah, I knew Zale was a sergeant. I couldn't remember if Rizzo was. Yeah. Which of these characters had the highest? It actually was Sherman Potter. Yeah. So now we know. We know because yeah.
What's their reasoning?
Okay. Let's.
Does
read
it say?
Through. It says Sherman Potter, played by Harry Morgan, who won an Emmy for his role plus several nominations, was a colonel. Colonel Potter had been in the Army since World War I. Henry Blake, played by Emmy nominee McLean Stevenson, was the commanding officer of the 4077th before Colonel Potter. His rank was Lieutenant Colonel. Charles Winchester was a major. He was played by David Ogden Stiers, who received 2 Emmy nominations for his role. Psychiatrist Sidney Friedman was also a major. He was played, he was a returning character played by Alan Arbus. All right, so yeah, apparently Lieutenant Colonel is. Now we know that kind of stuff. Now we know. It's a good thing.
Very interesting.
Yeah, well, we learned something today. It is correct that John McIntyre was a captain.
Yep.
Hawkeye was never promoted. That is correct. Donald Penobscot was not a general. That is correct. Donald was a lieutenant colonel. Okay. Which character always insisted on being saluted? Frank Burns. That is correct. Yes, Margaret was regular Army. So we got 8 out of 10.
Wow. Wow.
That one was supposed to be easy too.
Wow.
I don't think so. I was thinking let's end with like something easy and give ourselves some good self-esteem.
That's so funny. So that was really cool. So I hope you all enjoyed that as much as we did doing this today. And 2 things before we end. When I was driving down from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, down to the Central Coast yesterday, you drive right by, there's a Fort Ord National Monument or something. And I think Fort Ord area is where Margaret Houlihan is from.
Oh,
I believe.
Okay, that's cool.
But Fort Ord is the actual base, I believe, is over on the coast off of Route 1. Well, I'll be going up that way on Monday, later on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some sort of national monument thing in Salinas, California.
Oh, okay.
Some sort of sign that I see.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. So that's kind of cool. On the way down, I look at that and think of MASH. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is I went to New York City Memorial Day weekend and found a MASH 4077th Army Navy store.
Oh, cool.
On something like 8th Avenue at like 42nd, sort of near Times Square. So if you guys are listening to this and you get to New York City, right around Times Square-ish, 42nd, 45th, somewhere across street was like 8th or 9th. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to check that out, because that was super cool.
Very cool.
Two t-shirts there. Mm-hmm. And anyway, but thank you for listening and we'll see you again soon.
See you soon.
And thank you to Becky for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. See everybody soon.